The growth rate of agricultural productivity in the U.S. has slowed dramatically. More today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
If you want your mind and body to be up to the task of running the farm, pay attention to what you eat. A proper diet goes a long way in helping to promote your physical and mental health. And it's not just what you eat, but also how much you eat. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Yesterday's show topic was how ag productivity in the U.S. has slowed in recent years, and for the world as a whole, while the productivity rate in some parts of the world is improving. Keith Fugley is chief economist for the Food Security Leadership Council.
So why is productivity slowing down? Barriers to adoption of new technologies and new innovations. Perhaps environmental degradation, such as climate change or loss of soil and water and biodiversity losses, could be affecting productivity. And especially this underinvestment in agricultural R&D, so that it's not keeping the pipeline of new innovations full to meet the current and emerging challenges.
Fugley says a greater focus on ag technology R&D could help reverse the situation.
We have this slowdown in productivity both globally and in the United States, and this could raise food prices and increase pressure on the use of natural resources in agriculture. Agricultural R&D has given us a high return on investment and can sustain that growth in productivity, keep food prices affordable, as well as prevent the degradation of these natural resources.
We'll pick this up again in tomorrow's show. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.